What is going on? It is Tuesday, and Momo, did you make it? I just watched you leave the jump. You made it to the station?
I'm here.
Or
I'm not here yet. I'm across the street, but yeah, but I'll walk over in the commercial. It's okay.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
That's
all
how
right.
This works. It's okay.
So the breaking news that that we have as of this minute, breaking news on 710 ESPN, brought to you by Valvoline Instant Oil Change, home of the 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit SoCalOilChange.com to find a location near you and to download up to $15 in coupons. And the breaking news is that the Los Angeles Lakers have signed Carmelo Anthony to join this 2021-22 season. And they have also signed Malik Monk, 23-year-old out of Charlotte, who had 4 years there and actually showed a bit of a breakthrough this past season. So that means the additions for the Lakers include Dwight Howard, Wayne Ellington, Kent Bazemore, Trevor Ariza, Carmelo Anthony, and Malik Monk. There is your Lakers roster for this upcoming season. Momo, do they have any spots left?
Yeah, they got a spot for Talen Horton-Tucker.
Talen Horton-Tucker, all right.
That's what they got.
So they're still planning to bring back Talen Horton-Tucker.
Yeah, I mean, you know, he's a restricted free agent. So the idea is, you know, let's see what his market is. And there's teams out there that I know like him. And I think he is a guy who they, you know, I think the Spurs are kind of saving some of their cap space, and we'll see what kind of offer they throw at him. They have a couple of choices there, try to get Talen Horton-Tucker or Lauri Markkanen or some other free agents that are out there. But let's see what the market is for Talen Horton-Tucker. The Lakers can match any offer, and they can also do a deal for him themselves.
Yeah. They can make an offer, obviously, and match any offer and go over the cap because it's their own player. So I personally am really excited about Melo coming to the Lakers. And here's my view. You know, first of all, I am. I'm very excited about it because I think his game changed during this past season. Carmelo sort of accepted a role, not so much as a playmaker, but as a catch-and-shoot three-point shooter, shot 40% from three, and that's exactly the kind of player that the Lakers need, a team that struggled with three-point shooting a year ago. What do you think?
So I like the Melo signing, but I love the Malik Monk signing.
Interesting.
Love that. They got him for a minimum contract? He's a really good player. He's a former lottery pick. He shoots well. He can do a lot more than just shoot. I think we were kind of feeling like, oh boy, this team's getting really old, right? Like, this is a very old team, and it's fine. They got Westbrook, who's really athletic, who's really exciting and athletic, but you know, it's an older team. And so what do we do with this roster? How do they get some youth on it? They lost KCP. They lost Caruso, lost Kuzma. Those are the young guys. So how do you reinvent with youth? Well, Talen Horton-Tucker is going to bring down the average age.
Yes.
But Malik Monk, he's a young guy who he's got to be a little disappointed that he's
minimum.
That he's on a minimum deal here.
Yeah.
Yeah. But he's really good. This is a great opportunity for him to sort of rebuild his value. I think that's an absolute steal.
Averaged 12 points a game last year, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. Shot 40% from 3. Came into the league as a 19-year-old after 4 years in Charlotte. He is a free agent and has now agreed to a veterans minimum deal with the Lakers. And, you know, Momo, does it matter how old this team is? That's what I was thinking today. You know, on Tom Brady's 44th birthday, I was thinking, how old is old? How old is old? Like, Tom Brady is old by NFL standards, but he's not old. Carmelo Anthony's coming off a productive season. A lot of these guys, Trevor Ariza had a decent season last year. A lot of these guys are older, Dwight Howard, but they still can deliver what the Lakers need in their roles. And I don't really care how old they are.
I only care in that you have some really good young guards in the Western Conference that need to be defended. That would be Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker, like Steph Curry's not young, but he's certainly a handful. Klay Thompson, like, you know, you need youth to defend those guys, to chase them all around the court and defend them. And, you know, I don't think that's Russell Westbrook. That's probably not his game.
Yep.
And you lost KCP and Caruso. So those were your two guys who were your great perimeter defenders. and the Lakers when they won the championship. And even last year when everybody was hurt, they had the number one defense in the league. That was a really good defensive team. And so that's the part where they got some work to do. But I kind of love the signings that they just did. I kind of love that Malik Monk, the idea of Talen Horton Tucker coming back. I mean, I think they'll keep him, and depends on what kind of contract he signs elsewhere. But
right.
Those are really, really good signings because they do need some of that youth.
Now, they've still got this Dennis Schroeder thing dangling around, and the money has dried up now for Dennis Schroeder. Chicago was a possible destination for him, and they signed Lonzo Ball. He is going to regret. Someday he is going to wake up in the middle of the night in a nightmare, in a cold sweat, and say, oh, my God, I turned down $84 million. Because that money is not out there for him now. That money's not out there for him. But is it possible that the Lakers still do a sign-and-trade using Dennis Schroeder, or has that ship sailed?
So it's possible. It is. I mean, they had that that option when they did with Alex Caruso. They could have done a sign-and-trade with him as well. There was a deal with Minnesota where he had a mid-level deal, same kind of deal that he signed with Chicago. Now, he preferred Chicago, but Minnesota was there. I think he could have gone there. The Lakers could have sent out a player, probably Marc Gasol.
Right.
In that deal, they could have got a little luxury tax relief and created a trade exception. They chose not to do that, which kind of tells you they're not necessarily planning on adding to that team. Like, you know, just having a trade exception, that's good, but it still means you have to spend it at some point. And then when you spend it, that costs you a lot of money in the luxury tax. They were in a position where they could potentially be a $100 million luxury tax team. Okay?
Wow.
And when you're that deep into the tax, when you are that deep, Mace, between luxury tax and salary, that could be a $250 million team.
Wow.
That is an NBA record, okay?
It's an NBA record. As of this moment, we are
no,
there?
No, not right
or?
Now. They could have been, right? So if they would have kept Caruso, if they would have done the sign, if they would have done something with Schroeder at his number. But the Westbrook trade, in a lot of ways, is much more cap friendly. I know he makes a lot of money. He has a big salary, but he's only two more years on a deal, which lines right up with LeBron. So the only player on the team who's under contract for more than 2 years is Anthony Davis. They have a really clean salary cap going out for 5 years. Now, you want someone for Anthony Davis to play with, okay, theoretically, right? But they also want to win in number 18. That's really important for them. That was Dr. Buss's big goal is to win more than the Celtics. Once they got 17, he was like, we got to get 18. And that's all that's all they're thinking about. Plus you have LeBron James for however many years he has left in his prime. So I can't even believe it's been this long. So how many more chances do you have with LeBron? Don't worry about who you're going to have on the team in 2 years later. And I think it's really, I like these moves. There's a risk with old guys. They get hurt more often. That's true. But this is a team that is built to win now. And they also have a little bit of flexibility going forward because they're not committed to all these big deals.
I don't know what that was, but
what was all that?
Yeah, I don't know what that was. So here's what I don't know, and you can inform me on this. So the Lakers didn't have the full mid-level exception to work with. They had the taxpayer mid-level, which is something like $5 million. Which of these players got the $5 million, if any?
Nobody. They still have it.
They still have the taxpayers' mid-level. Is that what they tried to use on Patty Mills? Were they in it on Patty Mills?
Yeah, they were. It was them or Brooklyn. And they, you know, they didn't get him. That was a loss, but they still have that. And so I would be more than shocked if that ended up going to Dennis Schroeder. I would be stunned.
Yeah.
Shocked, you know, times 10. Okay. But they can still do a sign and trade with Schroeder, which they would get back a player. Or maybe create a trade exception. There's still some good players out there, you know, that are available in free agency. Like Kelly Oubre is still available.
Yeah, that's nice. That's, nice cat. Yeah,
that would be a pretty amazing deal
that
for Kelly Oubre.
Amazing,
he really thought he was going to get like $20 million a year. But if you're just looking to go for a contender on a big team, I don't know. There's a bunch of guys that if you have that $5.9 million, maybe a JJ Redick. I mean, there's some guys that are still out there. Now, I thought JJ was probably a minimum guy. But if they have some competition, maybe they throw a little portion of that at him.
Yeah, right, right.
I just, like, the fact that they didn't have to use that mid-level on Monk is astounding to me. That is some great work by the Lakers to get him for that.
As of 3 minutes ago, DeMar DeRozan finalizing a 3-year, $85 million plus deal to join the Chicago Bulls, sources tell Woj. So, and by the way, I don't know who gets credit for this. So, Shams, the tweet was 3 minutes ago. Woj, this tweet was 3 minutes ago. Does somebody get credit? Is there like a scorecard?
Look, let me tell you the answer. The answer is we work for ESPN, and when the tie goes to the home team.
There you go.
Right? If it's instantaneous, the tie goes to the home team. Sorry.
Is there a scorecard? Do people keep track of this? Who broke what when?
You know what? I played that game for a little while, Mace.
Yes, you did.
First of all, I don't know how they type so fast. I got to be honest. Like, most of the times when you have it, you sort of have these tweets and stories, like, holstered. Like you have it already typed out. You're ready to roll. And then you're just waiting for it to say, okay, it's done. Like, you kind of know what it is. And, like, I'll give you an example. I was working on the James Harden trade with Woj a couple of months ago. And, you know for a couple of hours that it's either going to be this or this. And then it's just a question of, okay, it's either going to be the Sixers or it's going to be the Nets. And which players are going there and which one are going out. So you basically type out all three different versions.
Right.
In your notepad or whatever on your phone or on your computer. And they just kind of have it holstered and you go ready to go. So I remember back, and it's really fun working with Adrian because he's so good at this.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize how I was like, man, I get this. I swear we're doing it at the same time, but how does he type so fast? Because I'd be like on Twitter trying to type it out and like my hands are shaking and I'm like misspelling, and then you get the autocorrect things, you know, you're typing somebody's name and the autocorrect screws it up and you don't want it, you're breaking news, you don't want to have an autocorrect in there. It's so stupid, right? And then I realized, like, oh, he types it out in advance and then just waits for the detail. Oh, next level. So stupid. So dumb, right?
What a tough game. What a tough game to be involved in. The I'll report the story first, because there's always the – you don't want to screw it up. You don't want to put the wrong thing out there by accident. And what a weird
game
that is.
It's a really tough
game.
I'm telling you, it's tough. And, like, when you do it, there's so much – you have to be right. You have to be right. You cannot be even a little bit wrong.
Nope.
Not even a little bit.
So people were kind of wrong last not exactly wrong, but so close to being wrong on Max Scherzer. Because remember, there was one point last week, I guess it was Thursday, where it was Max Scherzer to the Padres, and people were like inches away, just final agreements being made, right? And then he winds up with the Dodgers. So there were people close to getting that wrong. Didn't outright get it wrong, but close to getting it wrong. But I would be so friggin' nervous that I would screw it up. I don't ever want to play the news breaking journalism game. That just does not sound like a fun game to me at all.
I mean there's a little exhilarating thing when you actually break it, but it's like there's so much stress and pressure. Like, I don't sleep well. It's very bad for my health.
Yes.
Okay, can I read you the funniest tweet that just made me laugh out loud? So, you know, you were talking about, is it bad to be old?
Yeah.
Okay. So Mina Kimes, who's one of my favorite followers on Twitter, really fun. She retweeted the Carmelo Anthony news saying, Showtime is back, but starts at 5 p.m. at the latest. Am I right?
Like when my mom and not stepdad Leo go out to eat. Hey, we're eating late tonight. It's 5 o'clock. Yeah, that's
so
a great
good.
Tweet.
That's
a great,
tweet. She's good on Twitter. She's
All right.
good at
I'll
Twitter.
Tell you what, Momo, why don't you go ahead and hop on your horse and ride over to the studio?
Should I see how fast I can go?
Yeah,
can
let's go. Let's
do you
do
guys
it.
Want me to narrate? I'm running through the hallway.
Well, no,
and
because
I'm going to push the elevator. Oh, you
no,
want to go
because
commercial?
Here's the thing. We got to take a break. So
okay,
go
take
ahead,
a break.
Hop on
and
your
let's
horse,
just see
ride
how
over.
Fast. Let's see how fast Momo's little legs can go. It'll
yes.
be fun.
We'll find out. We'll find out. All right, and lots of time for you to react here. The Lakers add Carmelo Anthony and Malik Monk today. They are still, as Momo reported, in on THT. They have the opportunity to match any offer that he gets. So still very possible that he will return. And there is still a spot left here. Still a spot left. We know who the Lakers have got so far. What do you think? What do you think of the addition of Melo? 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. We've just about got our 2021-2022 Lakers roster set. Tell us what you think of it. I we'll tell you what I think of it coming up next. 877-710-ESPN. Mason, Ireland, this is 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
ESPN. Christopher Morales, context is everything. Are you kidding me? People want to know how these players fit into this 2021-2022 Lakers roster. Now, Momo will be here in just
made
a minute.
I made it. I'm really fast.
Welcome. How are you?
I'm out of breath.
Yeah, you made the
run. I was going to say, dang, that's woo! Like an Olympic speed there. You should be in the
Olympics. I'm inspired. I was watching Allison Felix yesterday.
You're like Sha'Carri Richardson without the weed. I assume. Without
well,
the weed.
Confirm
or deny.
So Morales was making fun of the fact that I know stats and like to read stats on the air. But I do think these are important numbers. First of all, Dwight Howard, Philly. We know who Dwight Howard is. We know exactly who Dwight Howard is, and we anticipate that he's going to be that same energy guy, rim protector guy that he was 2 years ago when we won the championship. As for the new guys, Wayne Ellington in Detroit shot 42% from three. Kent Bazemore at Golden State shot 40% from three. Trevor Ariza, Miami, shot 35% from three. He's a career 35% shooter. Carmelo shot 41% from three last year as a spot-up shooter in Portland. And Malik Monk shot 40% from three in Charlotte. This is what the Lakers needed to do. If you're going to build a team based on LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and Russell Westbrook, you need to add shooters, and that's exactly what the Lakers have done, Momo.
Well, I mean, we'd all like to think that we're irreplaceable. I think you're pretty irreplaceable, right?
Yeah, you know.
What do you think, Linz? You're in management now.
No, she's not.
Sort of.
I'm always in management, Mace. Let's be serious. You just don't like to acknowledge it.
You're in management? I didn't know you were
in management. You go out to dinner with the people in management.
You're a producer's management?
I'm a senior producer, first
of all.
Senior producer.
Mason, you're right. You're irreplaceable.
I think Ireland's pretty irreplaceable.
I agree.
Yeah. Sedano, yeah, sort of.
Sedano, we need. I mean,
yeah, we need him. We like him. Yeah.
LZ's leaving. He's leaving for new challenges and new adventures. We found out yesterday. So Sedano and Cap are now.
You know who's really irreplaceable?
Who?
Sliwa. Sliwa does everything. I think I'm pretty irreplaceable. I mean, who else
you
is
going
to sprint across the parking lot for you?
No, you are
sprint
number one. Fill in when we need somebody. You are emergency break glass.
Yeah.
Momo is going to get in here somehow and do the show. You are irreplaceable to us.
Until you
Momo.
Find somebody else who would do that for you.
No, I mean, absolutely not. You are.
I appreciate you saying that. But
my friend coworker and my expert.
Yeah, I mean, but like, okay, if like I left tomorrow, you'd be like, hey, Clinton Yates. Hey,
no, I would
nice
not.
To see,
I would
right?
be. Yeah. I would be devastated if you left. Momo.
Yeah, we'd still be friends. It's okay.
Yeah, you know. We'd still be friends.
Yeah, but okay. So my point is, that's how Laker fans feel right now about Alex Caruso.
Yeah.
Sad. They missed the Caruso. He's gone.
It is sad.
You know, he tried to stay. He gave him a chance to match, or even
did he try? Did he try to stay?
Yeah. So they just couldn't. They just. It's a luxury tax thing. Whatever you pay Caruso is basically triple it because of the luxury tax. So, you know, they offered him something that was below the mid-level where he had that. He had a couple offers at the mid-level. So
right.
I think their offer was maybe $7 million a year or so. And he had two offers at least from the Bulls and from the Minnesota Timberwolves. And, you know, they both were a lot more than what the Lakers offered. But he went back to the Lakers and said, hey, here's what I got. I mean, you know, and he actually would have stayed, I think, for less than what he was given by the Bulls. But the Lakers weren't going to do that, and it was sad, and they wish him well, and it's a bummer, but it's sort of like, good for you, drafted and developed, really happy for you that you get paid, but if you pay Alex Caruso $10 million a year, or $11 million, or whatever it is, it's like $30 million a year.
Yes.
That's a lot of money.
It is, and as you mentioned, the Lakers, in the last segment, the Lakers are well into the luxury tax now. given all of their signings, given the addition of Russell Westbrook, who I think makes $41 million a year. So they're paying a whole bunch of
tax. Yeah, and they look at Caruso and say, hey, guess what? We just got Malik Monk.
Yeah.
On a minimum.
Yeah. And I, you know, I don't know Malik's game well. Is he a good defender? I know he had a decent offensive year last year.
I have to look that up. I have to look him up. I don't know his defensive side, his stats. Let me look it up.
Because that's the one thing where I think this team has gotten worse, is that the defense, which is where Frank Vogel has made his bones with this roster the last couple of years, with this team the last couple of years, seems to at least physically, in terms of talent right now, taking a step back. Is that fair?
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, Russell Westbrook is not exactly a defensive star.
No, he is not.
Okay, he has a career defensive rating of 114.6 in his career.
Oh, yeah, 114.6.
Let's compare that to Caruso, okay?
Yeah, compare that to Caruso. We're doing defensive. Morales loves this. Whenever we do a lot of numbers on the show, Morales is like, oh, yeah, more numbers. Give me more numbers.
Yeah, okay, Alex Caruso was 107.3.
That makes Malik Monk a better defender.
No. It's the other way.
Oh, the other way. Yeah, it makes Alex.
Once again, Momo, math is not Mace's strong suit.
You know who's not a who doesn't believe in this entire Lakers experiment, and Lindsay, I want you to own it, is our very own Lindsay Fulton. Lindsay, what do you not like?
I just think that they're trying to build the all-old guy team, and I just feel like, you know, one, these guys are kind of fragile. And one or two guys go down, which is very, you know, that's likely to happen with a team of such older players. You're kind of in trouble, right? Like, what are your other options?
Well, it reminds me a little of Gary Payton, Karl Malone year.
It does. That's exactly what it is, which is a 2001 season. And we did go to the finals.
Yeah.
Malone was hurt, didn't play, lost to Detroit.
Yeah, but Malone was hurt.
They made the finals.
Malone was hurt, you're right. But is that the reason they didn't win in the finals?
No. Detroit.
Some would argue that the situation with Shaq and Kobe had become very, the word untenable comes to mind.
Sure.
Right? I mean, they were.
Chauncey Billups had a hell of a season.
Yeah.
Detroit had a.
They got all the way to the finals in that year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got five future Hall of Famers on this team. Five. AD, LeBron, Carmelo, Dwight Howard, Russ Westbrook. Five.
Wow.
That's the most. Yeah. Can I? I'm trying to think of other teams that I've covered that have more than that.
But and they're almost eligible to make it into the Hall of Fame.
Hey,
you're pretty close.
Let's not pick on the old guys. So they've got seven players over the age of 32 and five players over age 36 or older. Actually, Dwight will turn 36 in December, but let's call that 36. Five players over the age of 36. So. It is, without question, an older team. Mm. But I would argue that they've also got players who are hungry, who want to make one last run. I mean, this is Carmelo's best chance to win a championship. I would say, has Carmelo ever had a chance to win a championship? I don't think so.
No.
He's always been sort of wrong place, wrong time.
Yeah, even that Oklahoma City year. I mean, remember, he was there in Oklahoma City with those guys.
That's right.
Did we think that they were the Russell Westbrook's best chance, where you would say he was legitimately on a championship contender, I would say probably when KD was on his team in Oklahoma City.
In OKC, I think he's had a chance since.
I wouldn't say that him and Paul George was thought of as a really good team, but I don't think anyone picked him to win a championship.
Boy, that's the one thing that came out of your article yesterday. I read your article.
The whole thing?
I read the entire thing. And the thing I loved, the nugget I loved, is that Westbrook was sort of talking to Kawhi saying, hey, I could come to the Clippers, and then Kawhi said, you know what, instead I'm going to go get Paul George. That was brutal. Brutal move.
You know,
Kawhi.
There's a part of me that's like, I don't know. Every time, you know, like when you tell Ireland something, you kind of assume it's going to go everywhere, right?
John Ireland is the town crier.
He is
Captain Gossip.
If you really don't want anybody to know something, or don't tell anybody, don't do it. But like making a call to somebody like that is what happens in the NBA. I mean, can you imagine the conversations going on in Tokyo right now?
Oh, yeah.
Dame Lillard on that team. My goodness. Okay. Everybody on that team is trying to sell him on their joining them. Draymond Green in the, you know, after losing game 7 to the Cavs, on the phone with Kevin Durant. This is what happens in the NBA. These conversations happen all the time. They're just rarely turned around and weaponized in this way. I mean, Russell Westbrook, yeah, he's been traded 3 times in 4 years. Okay?
Yep.
He went from Oklahoma City to Houston.
Fourth team in four years.
So three trades in 4 years.
Yep.
That's right. Yeah. I think I got that right. That doesn't usually happen to Hall of Famers. But it's also because he tried to make a move. Sometimes when you make a move, it gets turned around on you. So it wasn't like a move of I'm out of Oklahoma City. It was, hey, I've always kind of wanted to play at home and this might be an opportunity for both of us. And what do you think? Now, normally that's just a private conversation and it doesn't go anywhere and it doesn't get turned around, but it planted a seed in Kawhi Leonard's head.
Sure.
And Kawhi would probably tell you, I mean, I don't think he'll ever comment, but
Kawhi,
yeah,
comment?
You know, he wouldn't comment. We've tried, trust him. But, you know, for him, it's what do they do? Like, what, you know, he had always wanted to play with Paul George. Remember, they almost played together in San Antonio. They tried a couple of other times to play together. And it was just like, hey, Paul, you know, I got a call from Westbrook. So, like, I want you to come play with me, and I prefer to play with you. But just so you know, if you don't, like, your guy might be trying to come with me. So you might be stuck in Oklahoma by yourself. Oh, that's a good drop right there, Jorge.
There he is. That's what Westbrook complains about it now. What does Kawhi say?
And you know what? Like, good for, like, I know people are like, oh, that's bad on Kawhi. I don't know. I just think that's how it goes when you're doing these things.
I think it's bad on Kawhi. I think it's kind of
a little bit, maybe a little.
Snake move.
You could say the same thing about Russ. Like, Russ even bringing it up to Kawhi is like, oh, is he going to leave Paul behind? I mean, you know, both, it takes two on this side.
True.
But,
that's absolutely true. Yeah. Absolutely true. Yeah. I'll tell you what. We've not had a chance to get your reaction. 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. We've got a pretty good chunk of the Lakers roster out now. Some of it's still to be determined, like maybe THT. Hopefully THT is coming back. But today, the additions of Carmelo Anthony and Malik Monk, who played in Charlotte the first 4 years of his career. What do you think? 877-710-ESPN. Plus, we will spin the wheel of questions. Mason and Ireland show 710-ESPN.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Alright, what is going on? If you're just tuning in, the Lakers have added Carmelo Anthony and Malik Monk to their roster for this upcoming season as they continue to transform themselves from the team that flamed out in the first round against Phoenix this past year in the playoffs, mostly because of injuries. Let's be honest, mostly because of injuries. Momo is filling in for John today. Good day to have Momo here. We'll get your phone calls in a minute. Momo, it's time to spin the wheel of questions. It's presented by our friends at Puente
Hills
Toyota. That's
what I need. That's what I need today. I do. I need to get out of NBA free agency and spin the wheel of questions.
If you're getting, if you've got a car that's just sitting around not being used, bring it to Puente Hills Toyota today for an instant cash offer. Puente Hills Toyota is the house of yes. Jorge, are you ready to spin the wheel? All right. This one is not going to break your brain. This is not a brain breaker.
Okay.
It's actually a fun one.
Okay, good.
So you are invited to a party that will be attended by many fascinating and famous people you've never met. Would you still go if you had to go by yourself?
Ooh.
Fascinating and famous people at this party.
I kind of do that for a living. I just have a lot of awkward first date conversations with people I don't know. Like, I'm good at the icebreaker. I'm good at that. I like it.
You are good at it. You're the queen of the schmooze.
It's literally our job. I mean, do you know, early in my career, before cell phones were smartphones,
yes,
like when you had flip phones, it was much harder. But now that I have a cell phone, if I have to stand in a locker room, which we haven't stood in a locker room for a year and a half. But
yeah, I know. It's been a while.
Yeah, but I used to go to the baseball clubhouse. Oh, my gosh. It's a whole lot of standing around and waiting. Okay. Like 45 minutes, you're just standing there. Everybody's getting changed. You're trying not to look. You're trying to not to be weird. And you're like, what do I do? I'm sitting at this one guy's locker waiting for him. Just get on your phone. Just like, you know, it doesn't have to be awkward. You just, you know, just answer emails, seem like you're busy, seem like you're doing something. And then when the guy shows up that you want to talk to, you talk to him. So with, yeah, with the famous people, I would do the same thing. I would linger. So we call it a sidle. That's the word.
Okay. So let's say George Clooney is at this party.
Okay.
How do you, Ramona Shelburne, walk up to Clooney?
Okay, I recruit a wingman.
Okay.
Or a wing woman, whatever you want to say.
So you talk to somebody else first because you're at the party by
and
yourself.
I'm at the party by myself, and I would probably have somebody with me so I don't seem like a total weirdo. But then I would just find a way to wait till he goes and gets a drink, wait till he steps away. It's hard when he's in a crowd, but you can also join the crowd. As long as it's not awkward, you have to kind of read the crowd. So there's probably a group of people standing around him usually.
Yep.
So you just kind of like saunter in. Don't act like a weirdo. Be on your phone if you need to. Don't try to be like you're eavesdropping. And then when there's a moment, there's a lull in the conversation, you just go up to him and you just say, like, hey, you know, I loved you in ER.
That's really where you're gonna go. I loved you in ER.
Yeah, because that's funny,
great,
right?
25 years ago.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
oh, I see.
You see?
I see.
Make a joke.
I loved you in Batman. Joke.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved you in Batman.
Right. You got to find something ridiculous. You got to find something funny to say and a little, you know, cheeky or whatever, and then you're in.
Jorge, alone at a big party with a lot of famous people and celebrities, would you go by yourself?
Yeah, I'll just hang out at the bar. Yeah, that's it.
And
talk to the bartender.
Talk to the bartender, whoever's around me, and that's it. Keep it simple.
Would you go try to talk to him, though?
Nah, if they come near me.
You know what you do? You call me. I'll go talk to him.
All right, yeah, you go.
I would become friends with Amelia. What is her name? Amelia? What's George Clooney's wife?
Amelia. Oh, yeah, Amal.
Amal first, and then worked my way up to George. Lindsay, what about you? You've been in this situation. You've worked locker rooms. You've been at parties with famous people. Are you good at walking up to famous people and saying, hey, I'm Lindsay?
Yeah, I would prefer to be by myself because, usually, especially if it were a work situation, I feel like there are very few people that you could take to something like that and have them not make an idiot of you. You know, like they're so starstruck and you're worried about them behaving themselves, or like there's, you know, like the little rules that we would know that somebody who doesn't work in the industry would know.
Right.
You know, like you don't ask for autographs, don't ask for pictures, stuff like that. So I feel like that's A. And then B, I think I'm great. I mean, I've been going to parties and whatever events, social events, whatever, by myself for like 5 years now. So I think that I've gotten quite good at striking up a conversation. Plus,
so I'm terrible at this. I'm going to tell you right up front, I'm terrible at it. I would go, but like Jorge, stand at the bar and just watch the pretty people. I don't know what I would say if I was to walk up to George Clooney. That's a good joke, by the way.
It's good, right?
Hey, I loved you on ER. I like that.
That's clever. Yeah, something
clever. I don't have that in my bag. Like, I remember being in the Lakers locker room with you, and you know, you're working the room and you're BSing and you're creating personal relationships and talking to the guy. And I'm just like,
Hi, I'm Steve Mason, man. I do a radio show.
That's so not me. I'm so not a reporter.
I want to star in the Hall of Fame.
I think our impersonation of Mace is terrible. That was a terrible impersonation of you. That is not at all what your voice
sounds
like.
Jorge, do the impersonation of me again.
I want to star in the Hall of Fame. You know, that's all I want.
That's really not good.
Wow, Jorge.
The content is correct. He does want to star in the Hall of Fame. I think you should get one, by the way.
I do too.
You really should.
I don't know what's holding up Hollywood.
We need to start more of a campaign. I think we need to call the right people.
Ireland says I just need to write a check.
I think so too. Yeah.
I think it will require.
And also,
a check.
You have to not care what part of Hollywood it's in.
Here's my one little nugget. Yeah, I hope it's on
anywhere.
The Walk of Fame. Yeah. But here's my one little nugget, I'll tell you. So I had a party a few years ago, and I should mention today there will be a lie of the day. So you want to pay attention to everything. So I was had a party, and Bryan Cranston was here, and Max Kellerman was here. And I saw Max Kellerman do the most ingenious thing. So he walked up to Cranston, and he said, hey, I'm a huge fan of yours, but I don't do small talk. I do medium talk. And I was like, that's a really good opening. And then I saw Max do that with somebody else. That little self-effacing joke is exactly the way to get in.
Yeah.
In fact, I would probably steal that exact joke because I think it works. And it worked for Kellerman in that spot. I'm the worst when it comes to approaching people. I'm always all about I get nervous around famous people.
Do you?
Still, after all these years, I still get nervous.
Well, remember that time
people.
You and I were sitting right behind Britney Spears and whatever boyfriend?
Yes,
was. And
Spears
I was like, come on, we should do
boyfriend.
It. We should do it. Let's do it. Let's go up to her. Let's go.
No.
So
no.
We both have this like funny video, or there's photos of us everywhere.
There were pictures like in the New York Post of us behind Britney Spears.
And we were trying to look cool.
Yes, we were. But we didn't approach Britney Spears.
No, but I would have. If you would have dared me, I would have done it.
Her conservator would probably have jumped out at us and said, stop.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I'm gonna go out on a limb here. I really think that Britney Spears, when history is written of our era, will be one of the most famous, important people of our era.
Because of the whole conservatorship thing?
Yeah. It's going to go down in, like, legal books. She's going to... And also just her rise in... As a... Remember when the documentary came out and they showed kind of how people talked about her?
Yes.
Late-night comics engaged with her. I think the Letterman one was really awkward. And the way they treated young women and also... And what it did to her and her life. Like, I think the Naomi Osaka, Simone Biles... By the way, greatest thing to wake up to in the morning, wasn't it?
Simone Biles winning the bronze medal.
So proud of her. I'm so... Like, I was touched by that. That she got on the... Not only did she get back out there, she got on the balance beam.
You know, here's the thing.
Good
though,
for her.
Here's the thing about Britney Spears. Do you follow her on Instagram?
Oh, yeah. The coded messages. I love it.
But what about the crazy dancing and the just spinning around really fast?
I mean, that's just Britney being Britney.
Yeah, but don't you think it's a little cuckoo?
No, she's always been a little cuckoo, and that's cool because that's her. That's how she is.
Mm-hmm.
She's Britney Spears. She could be however she wants.
Yeah, but that may be why they've got her under control.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
You think that dancing on Instagram is really like makes somebody off?
I mean,
off?
Mace,
like,
the
come
things
on.
You do on Instagram.
It's kind of cuckoo dancing. It's kind of cuckoo. Go look at it. It's kind of cuckoo.
I know. It is a little weird. You're right. I agree with you.
But no, I'm part of the Free Britney crowd.
Free Britney.
Britney. All right. We haven't given you a chance to react yet. 877-710-ESPN. The Lakers have signed Carmelo Anthony to a veteran's minimum contract, along with Malik Monk from the Charlotte Hornets. Was there for 4 years, had a breakout year last year. We've also got Wayne Ellington, Kent Bazemore, Trevor Ariza, Dwight Howard. What do you think of what Rob Pelinka has done so far? 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. Mason in Ireland, this is 710-ESPN.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
I've been summoned to dinner with the bigwigs on Thursday night. I have no idea what it's about.
Oh, boy.
No idea.
Well, guess what? I do, because I'm in management.
Oh, Lindsay. Boy, you're playing
so
the management
yourself.
Card hard
Brace
today.
Yourself.
Brace yourself. Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.
I can't.
Go ahead.
What are you doing to me, Jorge?
Sorry,
you're turning my mic on and off.
I thought it was my mic.
Oh, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm talking. No.
Somebody in management is going to yell at you, Jorge.
I said in management, you see?
Yeah, I'm management.
I mean, I have zero patience. So when somebody says, I want to talk to you on Thursday night, let's go out to dinner. This obviously is a very big conversation. There's no way that I can wait till Thursday night. You have to just tell me now.
Correct. Tell me now.
Right
tell now. Tell me now. I'm not waiting.
I mean, on air right now. Tell him. I cannot wait. How do you even sleep? I'd be like.
I sleep because I have a contract.
Yeah, that's true.
How bad can it possibly be? All right, so let's go out on the phones. Paul in L.A., you're on 710 ESPN. What's going on, man? What do you think of the Lakers signings?
I cannot wait. How do you even sleep?
Hey, Paul.
Uh-oh.
Hey,
hello?
Paul,
hello?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Oh, I'm sorry. I had my earphones in. I think it's a good signing, but the new name for the Los Angeles Lakers is the LAARP Lakers. You guys have a great day.
All right.
That's great. He just went on hold just to deliver the joke. That was good. That's all I got. I'll be here all week.
You know? Lakers. That's right.
That's great.
I'll be at Tommy's Chuckle Hut on Friday. It is. It's a kind of funny joke.
That was funny.
But you know what? Here's
we got about room for four more of those. Four more of those funny jokes.
Plenty of rooms for jokes, yeah. Let's go to Kenny in Palmdale. Kenny, you're on 710. What's going on, man?
What's up, man? How's it going, bud?
Great, man.
All right. Hey, check it out. So I got about two, three points to do, Mason, here.
Okay.
So the first thing is, what is with Lindsay Baseball being like Travis Rogers the other day, being a Debbie Downer on our team? That's the first thing.
Yes, the wet blanket and the Debbie Downer.
Is that just because she's in management now, Mace? Okay.
Management right, so people are always serious.
I have to present the counterpoint. That is all.
I agree. I agree with Lindsay. And the truth is, this is absolutely a very risky move that they made. 100%.
Yes.
This could be, by January, all of us on radio would be like, what were they thinking? Oh, they got to trade West.
Mace.
I mean, you know, this is obviously a high-risk, high-reward move.
Yeah.
Go
ahead, Kenny. Go ahead, Kenny.
I think this is big time. When we got Russ, and that was big time, and Travis was just raining on our parade on Friday, which was terrible.
Was. Yeah,
okay.
I agree.
So I think this is exciting. I think the Dwight Howard pickup is amazing. Malik Monk is a great pickup. Ellington, great pickup. Ariza's okay. Here's the thing. What do you and Momo think? Is there a way? We know we got Schroeder dangling around. We don't want him. You guys know that. But do you think we could get a sign and trade with him and THT for maybe a Buddy Hield, even if we get a third team involved because they don't want a guard over there? I don't want THT. I think he's a little overrated, and I know you're big on him, but I think he's just a little sloppy, Mace. He could be a chip right now to get Buddy Hield. Are you in or out? Go.
I'm out on that. Thank you very much for the call, Kenny. I don't think that's a realistic possibility, mainly because Sacramento is loaded up in their backcourt, and Dennis Schroeder makes no sense at all. And I agree on THT to a degree. What I looked at from THT this last year was a guy who started – by playing in sort of out of control. I mean, he's just he's a freight train. He's a bull in a china shop. But as the season went along, I thought he started to play a little bit under control. I thought he started to get his feet under him. I started to see him look a lot more like a polished NBA player than he was last year or early in this last season.
I agree. And Mace, like, there's an argument to be made that the Lakers would have been better off in general if they had just played THT more early on. Just play him, let him get all those young player issues out. Just get all his seasoning, you know, that we talk about. I'm going to use a cooking metaphor, but season him in season. Do the seasoning in real games. When LeBron and Anthony Davis are out, they brought him along slowly. It's fine, but he just wasn't ready to play major minutes in the playoffs. But I think they chose – if you look at
what
they've done –
although he did play for a 20-year-old, he did play minutes in the playoffs.
Yeah, minutes, but like in terms of a large role, in that Rondo role, secondary playmaker, guy you can trust at the end of a game, that was Caruso, was not THT. So they're on – they obviously made a choice to let Caruso go, and they had a choice to try to do a sign-and-trade with him or work with him on a sign-and-trade someplace. They chose not to do that. That means that they didn't want to take back a player or even create a trade exception. Trade exceptions can be valuable in this league.
Sure.
That means that's a tool you can use to sign another player, but you have to always look at that luxury tax bill. And it is already at a level where anything you add is going to be, it costs three times as much. So $10 million salary for a player, even if it's a trade exception for Caruso.
You triple it.
Yeah. You're adding somebody and it's a $30 million player.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's a lot.
Tough. What do you think THT can get on the market? What offer is he going
to
get?
I have to look at the new math. I think San Antonio is the team that you need to watch on him. They just made that deal for DeRozan to go to Chicago. But they took back a couple of players there, too. So I don't know what he can get. I just think I've heard the Spurs like him, but how much space do they have? I need to look at Bobby Marks' sheet now after all these recent moves. Yeah. I think he's probably a $8 to $12 million a year player, but do any of the teams that have that kind of cap space, do they throw that at him? And do they do it in a way where you can backload it? It's called that poison pill that you can sort of backload the last couple of years where he can be a $20 million.
Jeremy Lin a couple years ago.
Be like $20 million in the last year.
Yep.
25 even. You can get up pretty high. So let's see if he can establish that. And then the Lakers could just wait it out. I mean, I don't think we've talked enough about the Dennis Schroeder thing.
Yeah, I
have we talked? Have you processed what just happened with Dennis Schroeder?
Oh, what just happened with him is what?
He passed on $84 million.
I was trying to figure out if something had.
No,
just
it hasn't happened yet. So let's just see where he can go. But I don't see where he lands. I'm looking around at the teams that still have cap space. There's not a need there, so it has to be via sign and trade if he wants to get paid a certain amount. Man.
Yeah, it is a weird, it's a weird situation, and honestly, I don't know. Let's say Dennis Schroeder gets, let's say he gets $10 million. Let's just throw out a number. He turned down 84. Turned down 84 million. That's life-changing generational money he turned down to play for a team that's won 17 world championships. That would keep me up at night. That would keep me up at night. By the way, somebody tweeted, and I think this is right. Yesterday, Clinton was talking about this being the Expendables 2. I would just like to go with the Expendables. You know, the Expendables had Stallone, Dolph Lundgren, Randy Couture, Eric Roberts, Mickey Rourke. That does feel like the movie equivalent of the roster we're looking at right now.
Hmm.
Don't you think?
Yeah, a little bit. And, you know, the other thing, too, is LeBron did this with one of his teams in Cleveland. You remember that year where they went and got Derrick Rose, Dwayne Wade, Isaiah Thomas? Remember that year?
Yeah.
They weren't on the roster too long. Didn't last.
I agree.
And a lot of the minimum guys, a lot of the guys they've added to this roster, it's really just three core guys. It's just the big three and a bunch of minimums. That's it.
Yeah, basically is.
Everybody
basically
else, if you fit in or you're gone. They don't have to keep them. They can just cut them, trade them, whatever. Release them.
You said something interesting a couple of minutes ago. You said it could be a mess by the time we get to January.
Oh, you want to go there?
Here's what I want to do. I want us to go on the record.
Okay.
And say now what we think this team will
do. So you're going to grab our quotes here and play them back to us. What day are we going to give ourselves?
We will give ourselves January the 1st.
Okay, I want till February 1st.
Okay, February the 1st. We will make our predictions on what this team will look like on February the 1st, and then you can hold us to it. Because yesterday we were doing some Danny Green talk, and somebody pointed out that I was all... Because at one point there was a rumor that Danny Green was going to come back to the Lakers.
Still available.
Still available. And I said, I love Danny Green, would love Danny Green here, and a caller pointed out that I went so south on Danny Green during the playoffs, it was ridiculous. And he did not shoot well in the postseason in the bubble in 2020. Didn't shoot well in the Western Conference Finals, didn't shoot well in the Finals. I think he shot 29% in the Finals. So I had gone really south on him, and I'm glad somebody held me accountable for it. So I want us to go on the record officially now. Officially now. Okay. When we come back. Plus, you know, it's going on Dodger Stadium tonight.
What's that? Oh. Mm-mm. Hold on. Can I start already? Can I start?
Yes.
Boo!
Yep, we will get into that coming up next to Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.